This is Phil Ferrand. And I am driving home. It's Wednesday today. If I've got my numbers correct, it is episode 87. 13 more episodes and we'll be at 100. And last week I was saying, doesn't hardly seem possible that it's 14 episodes to May, but actually started this in March. So 2 years coming up in March, I will have been doing these podcasts. Doesn't hardly seem possible. Anyways, it is episode 87. And frankly, I've got about two or three things I could think I could talk about. And I'm not sure which one we're going to end up on. But we're just going to start and see how we go. Before I forget to mention it, happy Thanksgiving all. I trust you have a wonderful Thanksgiving planned, and I trust that your Thanksgiving will be wonderful. So the first thing I was hoping to tell you today was that I actually had plastic in my car going to go home over this Thanksgiving weekend and pack up all of the packets for the bloggers and then start to get in touch with them on Monday, because maybe by Friday or Monday of the next week, we were going to be selling product. Unfortunately, I do not have plastic in my back seat. I feel bad for the injection molder, honestly, because this project's, you know, turned out to be a little more difficult than any of us anticipated. We shot plastic a week ago Wednesday, and they were having some trouble getting it to pop out of the mold. And, so then, let's see, they were going to take it out. We took it out of the mold on Thursday, I think I mentioned this last week, and they were doing some, putting the texturing on it polishing up the pieces that they thought were what was binding up. And I think maybe I mentioned that last Thursday. Well, come Monday, they were going to shoot it again. And I actually have video of them shooting it. And it's a little sad for them. It really is. Because I have this video and the thing goes in and, you know, closes up together. And I shoot the plastic and it opens back up and the thing won't eject. And you can just see them go, oh. It's like, oh, sorry, guys. Sorry. So they said, all we can do is pull it out of there, put another ejector pin in. I said, that's fine. No problem. So we were hoping, you know, to shoot some product on Wednesday. Didn't get that done. So then I called Tuesday or Monday. Was hoping to shoot product on Monday. We didn't get that done. Then I called on Tuesday of this week and didn't quite have the injector pin burned all the way through the two. So they said, we're not going to be able to do it today. And, you know, hopefully by tomorrow we should get that finished up. And I said, well, I've got meetings, but I'll wander down at noon today. It was today. So wandered down at noon. And, you know, they actually had product that they had shot and had several of them there. And, you know, it was looking pretty good. We're like, hey, that's pretty good. And, you know, one of these general principles, several weeks ago, I was talking about general principles of design and project management and those kind of things. And maybe today this is going to turn into another one of those little chats. One of the general principles that you should always follow when you're managing a project and you're trying to get it to completion is, if you have a thought about something you should check, you should just check it. You shouldn't go, oh, I'm sure that's fine. I'm sure that's fine. I mean, one of the things that honestly makes me smile in life is when people speak with such assurance over things that they don't have direct experiential knowledge of. They just assume that they know, and then get really bent out of shape if you question their knowledge at all. I've had some experience with these types of people, and they'll say, oh, well, so-and-so, so-and-so. And I'll say, well, should we check? No, I know that's true. So-and-so, so-and-so. And you go, well, how about if we just, like, I know that's the way it is. So-and-so, so-and-so. Yeah. And sometimes they're right, and sometimes they're not right. But the thing of it is that typically when they're not right, and if you rely on the fact that they're always going to be right, and when they're not right, it's usually a really bad time for them not to be right. And so it's been my experience to, first of all, try to restrain myself from doing that. Well, I know so-and-so and so-and-so, you know. And step back and say, I don't know that for certain. How can I experientially test that? So one of the things that I was going to do with the mold is I wasn't going to just walk down there after we shot some plastic and just look at it and go, yeah, it looks great. You know, I was going to make sure that I brought mirrors with me, slid the mirrors into the thing, made sure the mirrors all looked right and everything was good. I was going to make sure that I put my little camera on it, tried it out both ways, make sure nothing weird had happened, unanticipated, because you want to catch those things early, not late. And so you always want to be aware of where your assumptions are lying. And, well, lying, whatever. Because assumptions both lie to you, and they lie in certain areas that hide the truth. They lie over the truth. And so you want to make sure to get those assumptions dusted out of the way so you can see what's really true. And so every time I've gone down to watch them shoot the plastic, I've always taken mirrors with me. I've always taken my spare iPhone with me, my iPhone 3GS that I bought specifically for this, for testing. It's not connected up to any phone contracts, but the camera works, which is all I need. Always take that stuff. And I was quite pleased a week ago today, I was quite pleased when I put the mirrors in it when I was down at the injection molders, and hey, everything's working good. Yay, that's good. So, as a matter of course, I always have those with me when I'm going down to the injection molder. So, I picked it up and, you know, looked fine, no problem, looked fine. And I went to put the mirrors in it, got the first mirror in, no problem, went to slide the other mirror in, and it just went thunk. I mean, it just wasn't going anywhere, thunk, it wouldn't go in all the way. Because what's supposed to happen is the side mirror slips up into a pocket, and then you slip the bottom mirror in underneath that side mirror, and that's what holds the side mirror in place, and then everything snaps into place. But it was not sliding in, and I thought that was a little weird. And I had remembered that I had closely examined the other temporary ones. I had closely examined those, and I had discovered that there was a little seam line in there that was bumping against that bottom mirror when you try to put it in, but if you just wiggled it a little bit, it would slip past it. So I was wiggling things, and I was trying, and it would not go in. And so the injection molder and I were talking about that. I said, yeah, it's just not going in. And we kind of looked at it a little bit and discovered that it was flashing. Now, what that means is that where the mold is coming together and seeding, it's you're getting just a little bit of plastic seeping into that seam, and it's making this little tiny thin, they call it a flash of plastic. And in fact, it had flashed enough that it was coming down and kind of clogging up the entry where that bottom mirror is supposed to slide in. In addition to that, there was a little flashing along the bottom edge of one spot, and flashing, it was all around in that area. But we had figured out that, you know, I played with it a little bit. At this point now, you're trying to balance. Because now, by not assuming you can just eyeball it and figure out where the problem is, by actually doing real live testing, now all of a sudden, okay, now we've exposed a problem. All right, so now we have a problem. And I've discovered we can get around the problem if you take the bottom mirror and kind of shove it in there the first time, because that breaks the flashing. But now we have an assembly issue. So now I'm faced with a balance. I'm faced with a balance of time and the fact that Christmas is approaching. Versus, is there anything that can be done to fix this? And so, before I jump to a conclusion and say, well, Bob, we have to fix this. The first thing I do is, you know, I show it to Bob, and he said, yeah, that's flashing in there. And so we talk about it, and he said, well, maybe we can build a rig to where when we pull them out, we can just shove it in there temporarily and break that flashing and go. And that was a very kind offer. It, in essence, meant that Bob was saying they were going to handle every single one and break the flashing out of there. And I looked at him and I said, oh, man, Bob, I said, you're talking about having to handle every single one of these? I said, you don't want to do that. And he went, well, no. He said, I'm just talking about temporarily. I said, well, I said, honestly, the assembly people, I think they could do that. They could break that flashing out of there. So I said, I think that's not a deal killer. We can make that work. Because I'm trying to balance and determine what is important to fix and what just isn't the exact way that I want it. Because when you're manufacturing something, when you're building something, I like to tell my clients when we're talking about building and applications, that typically applications are never finished. Projects are never finished. They just end. Because you get to the point where you say, oh, okay, yeah, we could do this, we could do that, we could do this, we could polish this up, we could do this better, all those things. But the time, money, processing power, and memory has come to a limit. And so it's just time to say, you know what? This does function. Functions pretty well. We're proud of our work that we did here, but we need to move on. And so the project just ends. And that same principle applies to a lot of things in life. Rarely are you ever going to have the time in life to get something finished all the way to perfection. And even if you think it's perfection today, just step away from it for several months and go back to it, and you may realize it wasn't as perfection as you thought. So that's the way of projects. You're always constantly trying to do your best, but you recognize that you may come to a point where my phone is buzzing. I don't know if you can hear that, but we're just going to let it buzz. You can never, you know, quite get to a point where, just a second, let me hit the little button to have it stop buzzing. That point of perfection that you're going to get to, typically, the amount of time and money that you have to expend to get there is not worth it. And so you just have to make the hard decision. And so I was looking at it and saying, well, okay, we do have an assembly problem now. Worst case scenario, we're going to have someone go through and break out that little edging of flashing on every single one. Springfield Workshop can probably do that, and they can probably do that for, whatever, 5 cents per, 10 cents per. I mean, it doesn't take any time at all to break that out. So I'm thinking, okay, well, that's livable. So we looked at a few other things. We did have a small problem with one other piece that was kind of getting pried up a little bit. And Bob wasn't sure really why that was getting pried up a little bit. But he said, I'll take a look at that. He said, you know, I don't think that's going to be a problem. We can take care of that. And if once we get that solved, then we'll just go ahead and start running if you're ready to run. And I said, yeah, I think we are. I mean, there's a little bit of flashing around, not only where we have to break out with a mirror, but in a couple other spots, there's a little bit of flashing. But, you know, I think we're okay. So I left it with them. That was about 1 o'clock. Left it with them. And went back, did some more work at my major clients. It really turned into a ghost town fast around there today. I mean, when I got back there at 1 o'clock, our particular parking lot was almost empty. I think everyone except me had pretty much vacated our floor by 2:30, 3 o'clock. I got done everything I needed and wanted to get done by about 4:30. And so I was, once I got done, I went ahead and took off as well. And when I walked out, I think there was one other truck in the parking lot. And that one truck, I think, is going to be there. So, and I looked across into the main parking lots. And, I mean, there is just nobody over there. So, that's okay. You know, everybody was gone. I was one of the last ones gone. But I knew, Bob said, yeah, come on back at 5:30 or so. And, or 5 o'clock or so. And we'll have some parts. And the plan was for me to come back, pick up like 100, 110, because I was going to package those into the 50 that I'm going to send to tech bloggers. And he was going to run as many as he could and then start writing Monday and Tuesday, get the rest of the 2,500 done so we could go ahead and, you know, make plans, get the mirrors built. Maybe we could start assembling by like Wednesday, maybe get through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then maybe on Monday start going live and start selling products while we finished up manufacturing the rest of them. So I took out a little early, did a few errands, came back around. I thought, well, he said 5, but it's like 4:30. I'm just going to swing by. So I walked in and said, how's it going, Bob? He said, oh, he said, not too good. I said, yeah. He said, yeah. He said, that piece that he was worried about that was getting pried up, he said, I'm going to have to pull the mold back out and just take a look at it and see. He said, because it's still getting pried up. And what he thinks now is that the plastic is, as it's drying, it's shrinking and it's like pushing up on that. So we talked about what could be done and came up with, you know, a plan as to how we would alter it. But now he's going to have to pull the mold and actually do the alterations. And then we talked about the flashing a little bit. And he said, yeah, he said, you know, that flashing, he said that he thought he knew why it was doing it. But he said, I'm going to have to rebuild this inner portion here. And he said, it's probably going to be 3 days by the time I get it rebuilt and heat treated and all that kind of stuff. And he said, I know we're getting tight on time. And I said, you know, Bob, we're okay. Everything's fine. Because this is another one of principles about projects and bringing projects to a close. While it is true that sometimes projects have to end, sometimes people end projects too soon. There are times when you just have to say, okay, that's it, done, you know, and be done with it. But there are also times when people just give it up. This is my son-in-law, and I need to open this up. One moment. Hello. Hey, buddy, what do you know? What's going on? Oh, no. Uh-huh. Okay, sorry about that. That was an edit. We normally don't do edits, but I got two phone calls from the same number, And then when I saw it was my son-in-law, I kind of recognized the area code, and the area code's actually from where they were. And I went, oh, wait, he's trying to get in touch with me. So anyways, I'm getting the mail. Just a second. So one of the problems is that projects can take too long to end. And sometimes people do spend too much time getting the project closed. But the other problem is sometimes they end too soon. And so people, in this case, I could have said, you know, well, we just got to go, man. We just got to go. We got to get this out and get all concerned about the timeline and save the 3 days, but then live with the flashing for the next however many months I actually sell this product. Okay, well, given that choice, even with Christmas coming up, given that choice, in my mind at least, it makes more sense to just say, look, fine, let's just go ahead and we'll get it fixed, you know, and granted, it's going to push us a little bit later, and it may push us back another week to get this done, because I suspect it will push me back another week by the time it's all said and done. I'm backing into my garage. But this particular product, while it is a Christmas present, and while people are buying lots of stuff for Christmas, I don't necessarily think it's going to expire after Christmas. I think this is something that people are going to be interested in. I actually got a note from an email from where? Macau, I think, yesterday. Someone had said they had found the website, and they said, yeah, this is a great idea. They said, we were wondering if you ship to the continental United States and or outside the continental United States or the United States, are you just shipping domestically? And I wrote back, I said, I'm really sorry, but I am just shipping domestically at this point. I said, I hope to expand soon, but I said, I apologize, I'll keep your email address. So, I mean, people are responding. People who have seen the website, who have looked it over, they are responding, and they're saying, hey, that's pretty cool. And so I don't expect that I'm going to have a tremendous amount of problem getting myself paid back. I need to process about 4,000 orders to do that. And I think we're going to be fine. So while I would like to be out for Christmas, if it's not till December 15th until I have product, you know, that's not the end of the world. And if the flashing problem can be solved, that just makes my assembly problem even better. So while I was willing to put up with the flashing problem and punch that out, if it meant we could go ahead and produce decent enough product, now if we're in a situation where we can fix the flashing problem because we already have the mold out because we have to fix this other small problem where things are getting pried up, hey, you know, to me, then at that point, it's like, well, yeah, let's take the extra 3 days, you know, let's fix both of them at the same time, as long as we've got it pulled out, and just have done with it. Now, the final thing I'd like to talk to you about today is the fact that these things happen in projects. And I know Bob, the injection molder, and I know he's been working hard on this. And he feels bad about this, and he's apologizing over this. And so now the question is, okay, how do I attitudinally relate to this? Do I say, oh, I can't believe that. I came down here. You're supposed to know. Well, of course not. Of course not. That's not how I would wish to be treated. And so instead of doing that, you give grace. And you say, you know, Bob, these things happen. So we're manufacturing a physical product here. And, you know, while we were talking about taking care of the flashing, There was one other spot that was flashing that he hadn't really found yet. And I said, well, this spot's kind of flashing here and it's making a real sharp edge. And so he's going to, you know, we're going to try to take care of that too as well. So, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to take care of some of these little things that are a little bit of irritants, and it'll be a better product for it. And the timeline will be okay, because everything is okay. It's a great adventure. You know, it's a big game. Everything's okay. There's no need to get all bent out of shape and serious about this. So I do have some of the initial ones that came out of the mold, and they're good enough that I think I can shoot some videos and start replacing the pictures of the prototypes that I had on the website. So we get, you know, real pictures of Vaneworks Stand. And, you know, so I'll be puttering along doing that, putting together the press release this weekend, getting ready. And then once we, once I know that we've got something that's going to pop out of the mold and it's going to be fine, then I'll start getting in touch with everybody and start pushing and getting the mirrors done. But I probably will have a little bit of break here even still, which isn't necessarily bad. Because I probably will run out of things to do before we actually have product that's going to pop out of the mold. So, but these things happen. Everything's fine. We're moving forward. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home. Have a great Thanksgiving.